As a child, I walked through Brockwell Park and often stopped and watched the bowling, and little did I know that I would become interested in it later on in life. My husband and lots of, well, in fact, there was 11 members of my family did eventually join the Brockwell Park Club. It was divided. Firstly, it was men. The ladies weren't ever invited to join a bowling club, and it was called the Sylvan. But eventually, from there, became the Brockwell Park Ladies Bowling Club, which I joined, I think, in about 1980. But my husband, as I said, was already a member of Sylvan. Well, I think how the ladies joined in the game was because the wives spent many afternoons sitting watching and then felt that they'd like to have a go. It took a little while, I believe, although I wasn't there at the beginning of the club, but it did take a little while for the men to accept us. In fact, I would say they never really did. But we persevered. And to be fair, they helped in all ways when we had our big celebrations. We were always able to use their room and their facilities. So they didn't hinder us, but we were quite an unnecessary group to have around. I think we had our uses to make their cakes and help with their teas. The men liked our cakes. But along with bowling came this certain etiquette that when we had a visiting team, you always invited them into tea. It was always the same, ham salad and cream cakes. Along with another thing, you always shook hands with the team before you played, and you always shook hands, even friends, sister to sister, we still shook hands and thanked each other for the game. The game was divided in half, where you stopped for lemonade and then continued to the end when you invited them into tea. I think when I started bowling, it was at the time when it seemed to me lots of people still active were retiring. They wanted something to do which was social when they met people, but on the other hand, not terribly expensive. There was always the original outlay of bowls, which I think at the time were approximately just under £100. And of course, if you bowled at the park, then it was, well, when I last remember paying at Brockwell, it was about £10 a season. But once you got to the private clubs, where their greens were very well maintained, and they always had bars, they were more a social club than just bowling. And therefore you needed to know that you had the money to spare for that sort of thing, because when you finished a match, the rule was you bought your opposing partner a drink, which could stop at one, but may not. Whereas at the park, it was just the ham salad tea and the cakes. And so I think perhaps the difference, well, they were very well equipped, and we always loved playing on their greens, and they used to complain about ours sometimes, but I think possibly the money was important at that time to what type of club you joined. Well, I think when we retired, we were all quite mellow people. We'd done our stint at work, and most of us, I feel, were never going to go hungry. I mean that financially. And we had this outlet that we'd found where we would meet socially and still be active, which was quite important, because you could have gone anywhere and met for lunch or something like that. But the activity, it gave you another topic to speak about and hold all your interest. And then, of course, as lots of people left us, they died. But we always attended their funeral. And we all waited outside and formed either side until the coffin went in and we said our goodbyes. Well, I don't really know how the ending came to the ladies' division. I think it was because the men had already disbanded and we had no backups. Personally, I think it was because my sister Sheila, she was secretary and arranged most things, and she became ill and resigned, and so, as with most things, nobody wanted to continue the job. The same thing happened with Sylvan. Tom, my husband, he finished up as president of the club. And gradually, of course, we didn't get a lot of new members. I think Sylvan would have had approximately 25-ish. And Tom, my husband, used to say he had a better team now in Norwood Cemetery than he had at Bockwell Park. And there again, when he died, nobody wanted to go on with the responsibility, because there is responsibility when you have matches and other people to think of. And so the Sylvan died.